President Vargas gave Rio the carnival for which the city became world famous. But less than 2 years after his death, a new form of samba emerged that reflected a new political era in Brazil and would bring Rio even more international exposure and prove to be Brazil's most successful musical export. This was bossa nova.
Se você insiste em classificar.
This was cool, futuristic new music for a confident new era. President Juscelino Kubitschek set out to transform Brazil with an ambitious program of public works that included the construction of a new federal capital, Brasilia, and the promise of 50 years development in five. Kubitschek would later be accused of causing rampant inflation, but for many Brazilians, this seemed like a golden age.
He was a very open-minded man. You know, before that we had a tremendous dictatorship by Vargas, who was a complete idiot, you know. And when Juscelino came to the government of Brazil, everything expanded.
It was a time when Brazil seemed to succeed at everything. A country obsessed with football won the World Cup for the first time in 1958, partly thanks to a young player called Pelé. Bossa Nova, the new way, reflected this new optimism and appealed to Brazil's growing urban middle class. It was influenced by Western classical music, jazz, and by samba canção.
Samba era mais ou menos uma coisa assim. Eu não sei fazer os dois no violão, então eu faço com a boca e o violão, né? E a bossa, ela vem um pouco mais suave, né? E um pouco mais definida pra gente. Tipo...